Update of the avalanche forecast for Monday, the 16th of February 2026. The off-piste conditions are unfavorable. Wind slabs and weakly bonded old snow require caution. All day it applies above the treeline considerable avalanche danger, so danger level 3, below low avalanche danger, so danger level 1. All day, above the treeline, we have a persistent weak layer problem, especially in the aspects west to north to east. Furthermore, all day, above the treeline, we have a wind slab problem. This in all aspects. Distinct weak layers in the old snowpack can be released easily by individual winter sport participants, especially in little used terrain. Caution is to be exercised in particular on steep west, north and east facing slopes above the treeline. The avalanche prone locations are difficult to recognize. Wumping sounds and the formation of shooting cracks when stepping on the snowpack and fresh avalanches serve as an alarm indicating the danger. Remotely triggered avalanches are possible. Mostly avalanches are medium-sized. As a consequence of new snow and a strong northwesterly wind, easily released wind slabs will form in particular above the treeline, in particular in gullies and bowls, and behind abrupt changes in the terrain. Individual natural avalanches are to be expected. Restraint is advisable. And now the snowpack. Over a wide area, 10 to 20 centimeters of snow will fall on Monday. As a consequence of a strong wind from northwesterly directions, avalanche-prone wind slabs will form especially in gullies and bowls and behind abrupt changes in the terrain. Somewhat older wind slabs are lying on surface hoar in some places. Distinct weak layers exist in the old snowpack. This applies in particular on west, north and east facing slopes above the treeline. We have the following danger patterns: DP.1, deep persistent weak layer, DP.8, surface hoar blanketed with snow. The tendency for Tuesday, the 17th of February 2026 indicates a steady avalanche danger. Have a nice day and don't forget to be careful.